Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The LinkedIn Edge by Jeb Blount focuses on modern prospecting in an environment where buyers are harder to reach, attention is scarce, and traditional outreach alone often fails. Known for practical sales guidance, Blount frames LinkedIn as a daily, repeatable revenue tool rather than a branding platform you check occasionally. The book connects core selling fundamentals with updated tactics for social selling, relationship building, and pipeline creation, emphasizing how to generate conversations without relying exclusively on high-volume cold calls. A central theme is using LinkedIn with discipline, optimizing your presence, targeting the right accounts, engaging with intent, and moving prospects from online interactions into real meetings. It also explores how AI can support research, personalization, and content production while warning against automated spam that damages credibility. Overall, the book offers a process-oriented playbook for sales professionals who want to prospect more efficiently, create warmer openings, and build a durable network that keeps producing opportunities over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, positioning your profile as a sales asset. A key idea is that your LinkedIn profile functions like a landing page for prospects you contact or who discover you through search, comments, and shared connections. The book encourages treating profile optimization as sales enablement. Clarify who you help, what problems you solve, and how you create outcomes. Then align your headline, about section, featured items, and experience to reinforce that message. Instead of writing a resume, the emphasis is on credibility signals that reduce perceived risk, such as relevant expertise, proof of results, and clear specialization. The practical benefit is reducing friction in early stage outreach. When a prospect clicks your name after a message or a comment, they should instantly understand why speaking with you is worth their time. The approach also supports inbound opportunity by improving discoverability for the keywords and industries you serve. The broader strategy is to make every touchpoint consistent. Your profile, your activity, and your messages should tell the same story. When that happens, LinkedIn becomes less about self-promotion and more about trust building that accelerates meetings and shortens sales cycles. Secondly, targeting an account focus to create predictable pipeline, rather than chasing everyone, the book highlights the value of deliberate targeting. LinkedIn provides data and visibility that can be used to narrow to ideal accounts, decision makers, and influential stakeholders, then build a focused prospecting plan around them. The process typically starts with defining an ideal customer profile, identifying trigger events and buying signals, and mapping the buying committee. From there, you can follow key people, join the conversations happening in their orbit, and engage in ways that build recognition before direct outreach. This approach aims to replace random activity with a system that is measurable and repeatable. It also reduces wasted effort, because the outreach is anchored to accounts that actually fit your solution and have a plausible path to purchase. Another element is the idea of creating multiple routes into the same account, using mutual connections, group participation, and consistent engagement to increase familiarity. By focusing on fewer, better opportunities, sellers can increase conversion rates from message to meeting, improve deal quality, and maintain a healthier pipeline with less frantic cold calling. Thirdly, conversation-first outreach. That turns cold into warm, the book promotes outreach that earns responses by leading with relevance and human tone. Instead of sending generic pitches, the recommended style is to start conversations, reference a legitimate reason for reaching out, demonstrate that you understand the prospect's context, and ask for a small, reasonable next step. LinkedIn enables this by allowing you to observe what prospects post, what they comment on, where they work, and what initiatives their companies highlight. Used well, those details create personalization that is not creepy but specific enough to signal effort. The goal is not to force an immediate sale, but to secure a dialogue that can progress to a call or meeting. The book also addresses cadence and persistence, encouraging multi-touch sequences that combine LinkedIn actions, messaging, email, and calls, while staying respectful and value-oriented. The result is reduced resistance compared to pure cold calling, because the prospect experiences the seller as informed and professional rather than transactional. Over time, consistent conversation-first outreach builds a reputation that makes future prospecting easier across an industry network. Fourthly, using content and engagement to build authority and recall, a major advantage of LinkedIn is the ability to stay visible between direct outreach attempts. The book treats content and engagement as a lightweight form of nurturing. You show up in the feed, contribute useful perspective, and attach your name to the problems your buyers care about. This does not require becoming an influencer. Instead, it relies on consistency, clarity, and relevance. Commenting thoughtfully on prospect posts, sharing insights from the field, and posting practical observations can create familiarity that lowers barriers when you do message someone. Engagement also creates context for follow-ups because you can reference prior interactions in a natural way. The strategy is to focus on the buyer's world, trends, risks, trade-offs, and decisions they face rather than constant product promotion. When done consistently, your network begins to associate you with a category and a point of view. That association increases response rates, improves referral likelihood, and strengthens credibility during the sales process. The book's underlying message is that authority is built through repeated helpful interactions, and LinkedIn is a platform where that compounding effect can happen quickly when you are intentional. Lastly, AI as a prospecting co-pilot without losing authenticity. The AI component is framed as a way to increase speed and quality while protecting the human element that makes prospecting work. The book emphasizes using AI to support research, summarize account information, generate first drafts, and produce variations for outreach and content, then applying judgment to refine the output. This approach can help sellers personalize at scale by turning raw inputs, such as role, industry, recent posts, and company initiatives, into concise, relevant messaging. At the same time, it warns against careless automation that produces bland, overly formal, or obviously machine-generated notes that damage trust. The practical takeaway is to create a workflow where AI handles preparation and structure, and the seller provides specificity, tone, and decision-making. That includes setting clear prompts, defining the prospect's likely pains, and ensuring that each message has a believable reason for contact. The payoff is improved consistency and less time wasted staring at a blank page, allowing more time for real conversations, follow-up, and deal work. Used responsibly, AI becomes a force multiplier for disciplined LinkedIn selling rather than a shortcut that floods the market with spam. In conclusion, this book is best suited for B2B sales professionals, account executives, SDRs, founders, and sales leaders who need a reliable prospecting system in a world where phone-first outreach often hits gatekeepers, voicemail, and low response rates. Readers who already use LinkedIn but feel inconsistent or unsure how to convert activity into meetings will benefit most because the emphasis is on turning the platform into a structured daily workflow. The practical life benefit is time and energy. By combining targeted account focus, credibility-building presence, conversation-first messaging, and sensible AI assistance, you can reduce the number of purely cold calls required to fill the pipeline while still keeping momentum. It is also useful for teams, since the concepts translate into repeatable standards for profiles, messaging, and engagement. Compared with many social selling books that lean heavily on personal branding or generic content advice, this one stands out for focusing on sales outcomes and integrating modern tools without abandoning fundamentals like persistence, follow-up, and clear next steps. If you want more conversations with the right buyers, fewer wasted touches, and a prospecting system that compounds over time, it is a strong purchase. If you would like to support Jeb Blount, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.